Good morning. This is Leading Age DC, Leading Age Maryland, Leading Age Virginia, Tuesday Stand Up. Today we have Christy Yoski from Health Pro Heritage talking to us about home health partnerships, what you need to know. Christy, take it away.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me again today. I think it's no surprise to everybody on the call, especially if you've been on any of our Tuesday stand-ups previously, that Maryland, D.C., and Virginia, the hospitals and skilled nursings are really focused on readmission rates. And it's not really just the rates within your four walls if you're a skilled nursing facility. It's that 30-day all-cause readmission rate. And it affects your patients as soon as they leave the building. So we're looking at 30 days post-acute, so while they're within your community, as well as any time within that first 30 days that they're gone and out into the community. And we know that hospitals are really looking at that 30-day readmission rate for both of their home health agencies as well as their skilled nursing partners. So if you're not aware of that, you've got to keep in mind that every time that you send your patient from the SNF to a home health agency, that hospital is recording any readmissions from your partner's home health agency under your measures. Just like our hospitals hold those SNFs and home health agencies accountable, we as skilled nursing facilities or senior living communities must hold those home health agencies accountable as well. We must change the conversation. We need to make sure that we are holding our home health agencies accountable for the patients once they leave our four walls. It not only from a readmission measure affects those hospital measures, what they're measuring you on, but also your hospital relationships, as we already know, but it also affects the SNF value-based purchasing readmission measure. And that in turn affects the SNF fiscal year 2019 fee-for-service rates. You could lose up to potentially 2% of that market basket increase for fiscal year 2019 if you don't have your readmission rates under control within that 30 days all cause. So I think it's important for us to know that, as well as part of the long-term care final rule. If you're familiar, and hopefully you are, with phase one, that took effect November 28, 2016. They had the addition of discharge planning within the comprehensive care plan section, and that's a big piece. That requires long-term care facilities to present our residents and our resident representatives with data. This is huge from the Impact Act, and it's going to be impact quality measures that will assist our residents in making quality-based decisions in selection of those post-acute providers. So if you're not familiar with this, I do recommend that you look into that long-term care final rule. It gives us the ability to show our patients what those top quality providers are and why we're choosing them as those top quality providers. So it kind of aligns with exactly what we're trying to accomplish when we select our top two or three home health providers. And the facility must, in long-term care, be able to show that data was actually presented to the resident and the resident representative. So that will be key, as well as the documentation of that. This does allow for resident choice still. We don't take that away. But what it does allow us as long-term care providers to select the top-performing home health agencies and really present those quality measures to our residents or the resident representative. And we can kind of gear those residents in really choosing our top home health agency providers, which is key. And we can base it on quality data, which should be important to them. I do think that a lot of our patients or residents do not really understand who they're choosing and why. It may be because of familiarity or someone they've seen in the past. But if we can really help guide them to more of those quality providers, that's what we want to do. And that's really what the law is telling us that we need to do as well. So you need to narrow those home health networks. I don't think that's a surprise, especially because we are being measured on that readmission rate across the board, not just from our hospital system, but also that SNF value-based purchasing piece. You have to change the conversation with your home health agencies, and you have to ensure that you have the right partner. So I think the question of today's call is, where do you kind of start and how do you do that? You have to look at all of the home health agencies in your market, and some of those may be tricky because some may actually be hospital referral source owned or affiliated. And that's, I think, where we struggle with as long-term care providers, or if you're in the senior living market, we also struggle with that. So those hospital-based systems may be actually your first ones that you choose. We may have no option but to choose those as some of our top providers, but select your top two or three. And to do that, you want to really look at the Home Care Compare website, look at their outcomes or quality measures. Some of the more focused ones are managing daily activities. How do they do with that? Managing pain and treating symptoms, that's a huge mitigating factor to readmissions, pain. treating wounds and preventing pressure ulcers, preventing harm, and the big one is preventing unplanned discharges. And you can really find out that data from that website, pretty clean cut. You want to look for an overall 3-star, higher 4-star if you can. How these measures compare to the national and state averages will be key. And the other piece on the same website is looking at their patient satisfaction surveys. So how are they doing overall from a patient or resident perspective, those people that you're actually referring to them, do they recommend them? And this really should help you kind of narrow those top 2 to 3 choices. Of course, if they are hospital-based ones and their quality is not there, it kind of shapes the conversation that you're having with your hospital systems. The next step is once you kind of narrow that, you really have to have a meeting. You have to pull those home health agencies in and talk about the best practices for a home health agency partnership with a SNF or a senior living. So what are the best practices that the home health agency currently has? And do those align with potential best practices in the field? So some of those best practices for you to note, having that home health nurse liaison to be present on site prior to discharge for sort of a warm or soft handoff of the patient. What is the patient currently doing? Where are they with health literacy, medication management? Where are they with their ADLs, their mobility? And that type of functional tasks can really be passed on from the nurse in therapy. If you can get a rehab-to-rehab handoff, that would also be very, very crucial. We don't want our home health agency having to come in and start from scratch if they know exactly where the patient left off and on what items. That would be extremely helpful for them to continue the best practices moving on. You should really expect the start of care to be within 24 hours of discharge and all services really within that 72-hour period. I think we see higher readmission rates when we have patients who aren't seen for the first 4 or 5 or 6, and in some markets, we're seeing 7 days go without anybody being in the home. So for therapists and nurses and social services in a skilled nursing environment, we need to ensure when we're discharging that patient to the next level of care that there are services upon discharge that will be timely and will be effective so that we can send them there at an earlier rate. Really having the home health agency as well, providing regular updates after the transition has occurred, looking at their progress and their barriers. If there's that great communication from that home health provider to you as the SNF or even the senior living community, if the patient is struggling, making sure that we're getting the services in that resident clearly needs to be successful in the home. And I think the biggest key to this, and a lot of our home health partnerships are missing, is really a scorecard. Just as a SNF is required to report data to a hospital system, it should be the same for a home health provider to provide certain data on a scorecard to the SNF partners for those SNF patients that are referred to them. Looking at really the number of patients referred and the progress, but the start lag. And the start lag is that first discipline in, second discipline in, third discipline in, and so on. So how quickly did they get in? And is it acceptable, or is there an exception occasionally when they cannot provide the services timely? And if they can't do that, is it communicated back to the SNF or senior living provider? What is the anticipated discharge date, which we should know right from the start, just as we do in the skilled nursing facility? Any of the services that are being provided, whether it's PT, OT, ST, nursing, I do see that occupational therapy is very underutilized in home health, and the studies are showing that occupational therapy is one of the biggest services to actually reduce readmissions. So it's imperative, especially because it's in their home, that those occupational therapists are out there. Looking at any 30 and 60-day readmissions, so which patients were sent back from the home health to the hospital that you referred to that home health, and was there any communication back to you as the SNF provider? That will be key. Because, again, if there's an opportunity where the patient may be failing functionally in the home, is there an opportunity for that patient to come back into the skilled nursing facility versus going to the hospital? That would definitely need the physician, nursing services, rehab involvement early on if that were the case. And then, of course, looking at length of stay. Ensuring, of course, care coordination items are completed. So as we discharge a patient from the skilled nursing setting, we want to make sure we set up that primary care physician visit. So if home health is aware of that, they can follow up and communicate back to us if that has been completed or not. And if for some reason that needs to be rescheduled, home health can kind of take that and ensure that that happens and then communicate back. The medication reconciliation will be key, as well as continued medication management from an occupational therapy, speech therapy, and nursing perspective. Medication errors are kind of the number one reason for readmission back into the hospital when discharged home. So making sure they understand the changes that have occurred in their meds and what that means for them, and they're taking the right dosage at the right times, and they understand the consequences. Again, that should be done in the SNF, but if it's continued in the home health and really encouraged in a home health setting, that would be imperative. And then is there really 6 to 7 days a week of coverage in that first week? And it could be on-site, telephonically, or some of our home health agencies are now using Bluetooth monitoring. So they teach the patients how to monitor their vital signs, and it's Bluetooth to a central location so they can look at heart rate, they can look at blood pressure and all of those different items. So if they do that, that's key. And then how do we get that information for our patients so that we know that this is happening and that they're doing well, or if they're not doing well, we can intervene quickly. The other key piece to having home health in on-site initially and communicating back is to make sure that durable medical equipment has been delivered, that it's set up, and the patient and caregiver are educated on its use, and if it needs to be adjusted, it is. So if home health isn't getting in on time, depends on how good your DME provider is. If they are in there prior to the patient discharge and then they're back in there, again, after discharge to ensure that the patient understands and can use the equipment and it's adjusted properly, that's fine. But home health will be a crucial piece of that as well to make sure everything is kind of working as it should. So I think it's imperative that everybody on the call understand that it's not just what happens within your four walls. It's extremely, extremely important that any of your downstream partners are held accountable to providing quality patient care, quality patient outcomes. And the best way to do that is to really kind of coordinate, communicate, and share data. If something does go wrong or something is outside of the typical process, making sure that we're doing a quality assurance process improvement with that as well. Again, because that will affect, from a SNF perspective, that will affect your value-based purchasing for fiscal year 2019, and of course, that's your payment rate. So, as well as quality of life for our patients, that should be first and foremost. So, I think that's pretty much it for the presentation. I want to go ahead and turn that back over to Deborah for questions.
Great. Thank you so much, Christy. I'm going to go ahead and stop the recording, and then I'll unmute the lines, and then folks can ask questions. Bear with me just a moment, please.